My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
How much trouble are the Guardians in, or are they even in trouble if they lose this series to the Yankees?
An interesting actor choice to play John Madden. We analyze.
And how long's too long for a makeshift memorial? It's the emerging podcast scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
Good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. My wife saw Twisters. I'm going to get the tough part out of the way because I know you're already sick of it. I know you're already sick, and all I can say is champion's pose. All I can say is champion's pose, Tone. Hello.
Why
is your mic working? Is this
mic up? Posing over?
Because she hated it. She thought it was terrible. And I had a feeling she would think it was terrible. She's like, well, I like Glenn Powell, because every woman likes Glenn Powell.
I don't know who he is still.
He's the Bill Paxton character in this.
I've heard his name a ton in the last month.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is or care who he is.
You didn't see the trailer?
No.
Oh, really?
I grew up in it. I never really watched Twister.
Well, I grew up in Northeast Ohio. I still watch Major League a whole bunch. That's the best comparison I can make. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think one of those movies is a classic and the other one is not.
Well, Twister's probably a cult classic, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched
it. I'm a cult.
I watched about an hour of it like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. It was on AMC or, you know, one of those channels, and I was flipping through and saw it and sat there and watched it for a little bit and went, oh, okay, guess it's okay.
That movie was a blockbuster of blockbusters, and I explained.
I certainly didn't dress up like it for Halloween with my friends and family.
Well, wait, a blockbuster then can't really be a cult classic, can
it? It was, I think it can be afterwards, okay. Yes. I think now, I think a lot of people look at it from back then, and some of the stuff, because summer blockbusters now with CGI have totally changed. So I think people have an expectation of something. And I also think they have an expectation of franchising, where this was a one-off movie. It wasn't a franchise. They didn't make a bunch of, there was like Night of the Twisters in the 80s, and then that movie. And then it was it for 30 years until this movie.
Well, I want to ask real quick, as a quick aside, because anytime we go to the For You page on Twitter, sometimes, because my algorithm, movies are popping up, along with I told you about the vigilante justice guys, which I'll do on another show. But the movies, like 30 unbelievable facts or 30 scenes in movie history, whatever. And so you're like going down the thread and you're watching every single one. One of them was, you won't believe how these movies were actually made before CGI. And I think those movies are cooler because look at the thought that went into the creativity. And so
you
my
really
question
had
is,
to drive a ram through a house.
Right. So
it had to happen.
So my question is, how I've often said, like, I think the PGA Tour should go back to the old persimmon drivers and the crappy Bellotta balls, or even before that, whatever. I think there should be a type of movie that there's no CGI, that it's back to the old George Lucas, how they did Star Wars way back in the day, like episode 4. I think it would be cool to that. Now, it might not look as good in these unbelievable movie theaters.
It would never get done.
But I think the degree of difficulty and my appreciation for those movies much more. Because now I'm like, oh, CGI, this was easy. Even though it wasn't. CGI is not easy to do. You have to be highly technically skilled to be able to do any of that.
If you had a really good director, because I think a movie like that would not get financed by any major production company. But if you had a really good director, a well-known director, like say Scorsese's like, I want to do this.
The
no
old-fashioned way.
I want to do it the old-fashioned way.
Taxi Driver. Yeah.
You need to be, it would kind of be like a movie for us. I love movies. I will sit there and talk about movies all the time. But at one point, I almost turned this into a movie podcast, which is probably not for the best. Because I just kept wanting to bring up movies with you, and I could tell it's like, nah, let's do other things. I'll just say this and we'll move on because we got other things. I think it would be a movie for movie people. I don't think it would be widely distributed. I think it would be a watershed of, unless the movie's absolutely terrible, it would be a watershed of who really likes movies and who just like movies.
But wouldn't it be really cool if, one, actually the story was so compelling,
yes,
maybe there was a twist, or maybe the acting was so incredible, and maybe that's the problem with CGI, it's distracting from the movie, from the plot, from the screenplay, from the artisan work that was done to craft this movie. Maybe you strip all of it away from the filters and the nonsense. You get a great story that becomes iconic.
Yeah.
It'll never happen. You're right.
It would never happen now, but it, you know what? No, but I said, like, it would end up at Cannes.
Right, the film festivals,
and then, like, I follow enough, like, Variety and a couple of the other ones, like all the right movies and all, like somebody would bring it up and put it in our wheelhouse.
Well, when Tarantino did Grindhouse,
RJ, yeah,
he was doing something for film lovers, for obsessed film lovers. Hey, we're going to throw it back to the 70s or whatever.
Yes.
We're going to put some, you know, exploitation in there, some noir, like we're going to try these different things. And then we're going to have an intermission. We're going to have a series of trailers that are ridiculous and movies that aren't going to be made. And then one of them actually ended up getting made. I think the Thanksgiving one, I think ended up getting made. So I think Tarantino would appreciate that. Like, he might be the guy to do it, but again, CGI, like, yes, you know, can they be helped from themselves?
She watched Twisters and I knew it was fish in a barrel. I knew it was fish in a barrel, and she will never hear this, and I'll explain it for the same reasons that I did not want to watch Twisters, and I won't watch it. She was mad it had no connection to the previous movie. She loves Bill Paxton. She loves her husband, and this is one of the few things that we share in entertainment.
Well, was this just a reboot? What was this?
It was a complete, like, remake. I heard it was shot for shot. Like, remake of it.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
And she said that,
okay, I'm out. I didn't know that.
No,
I didn't know that at all.
See, I thought if it were I'm telling you, if it were a telling of Bill and Joe had a kid, and this is, and Bill and the dad's passed, and, you know, Helen is retired and whatever.
Yeah,
then, I wish they could have got Helen Hunt for it, like something like that. Then I might be in. But I think that they just thought it was I'm sure they just thought it was enough time. Let's just make some.
This is bad.
Let's just make some tough.
Don't get in the habit of doing this.
Yeah, but they're going to do it because I'm sure it made money.
They did it with Cabin Fever.
And the young. But this is it. The young movie people out there, they were uproarious about Twisters. They loved it. The guy's Mitch's age, who, like, do YouTube film reviews and stuff, We got a summer blockbuster, just a good old-fashioned kick-ass summer blockbuster here, folks, which it's not a good old-fashioned kick-ass summer blockbuster because the good old-fashioned kick-ass summer blockbuster was the original Twisters. But they don't know that. They might have saw it. They probably are bored by it for all the reasons we talked about, and they like this movie because, in my generation, Bill Paxton's Bill Paxton. Probably Glenn Powell is this generation's Bill Paxton. Like, there was Hanks. At that time, there was Cruz. Bacon? Do you put Bacon in that category?
Oh, Bacon's Kevin gotta Bacon. Be in that
Bacon's
category.
In that category. Like, he's like the Barry Windham. Like, Bill Paxton's like the Barry Windham.
Yeah, he wears that vest.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, they'll put a belt on you, but I don't know. I'm more interested in Flair and Arn. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Tully. I'm not. Barry Windham, don't get me wrong, he made a lot of sense. He was great.
What year was What year was the original again?
I think
96, I think is when it came out.
I thought it was 95 or 96.
Okay.
So it was in there. So that's
released May 10th, 1996.
But I knew she was going to like it because of the, again, we have Bill Paxton on a canvas in our dining room. She didn't need to hear it from me that she wasn't going to like the movie because she wanted it to resemble her memories. It's a movie we share. If you think about it, there's very few movies that husbands and wives share. Movies, TV shows, music even. There's very few things that they share. That's why country music is doing so popular, because you notice all these husbands and wives are going
Jelly
to
Roll.
Together. I like Jelly Roll. What's wrong with Jelly Roll?
Also did a duet with Machine Gun Kelly.
I got nothing
Jelly
against
Roll.
Him. He was a rapper.
And she loves Bill Paxton.
Post
the movie
Malone.
Was not going to work for her.
Yeah, Post Malone.
He was just at the Opry. I watched it.
If they end up doing Godfather shot for shot in the same script, I'm not watching. Why would I watch it?
And Timothy Chalamet.
Why would I watch
does,
it?
Does it's
Fredo.
Yeah.
Does Shia LaBeouf has to be Fredo. Yeah. He has to be Fredo. Does Coppola own the rights?
I imagine.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see your foot there. I don't think he'd sell it.
Well, obviously, Nicolas Cage is.
Can we discuss that for a second?
We can.
Are we out of actors?
Well, that because Nicolas Cage is doing Madden.
By the way, people are going, if John Goodman were 30 years old, I go, almost cussed on the air. Why can't John Goodman just play him now?
I don't understand why he couldn't do him now.
I've seen a younger version of him in Righteous Gemstones. Why can't they just do
that? But there is a cadence and a delivery. I've never seen Nick Cage do an accent.
Here is, he's done a lot of bad accents, like intentionally bad accents in movies.
Con Air.
Yeah, Con Air was the all-timer.
Okay, that's
Raising
one.
Arizona.
You're right. That was terrible.
Okay, those were bad. Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. When I saw it immediately, now I'm guessing.
One where he's a cop.
I'm guessing social media has crushed it, right?
Get a lottery ticket.
I crushed it.
Okay, but.
I asked, are we out of actors?
Just in general, are fans...
I don't think we explained this. There's a movie, a biopic about John Madden Elvises. That's coming out, and apparently it's supposed to star Nick Cage. Yeah. That's a real story.
As John Madden.
As John Madden. Sorry, now go.
Not Pat Summerall, you know, not anybody...
Like, Nick Cage is Pat Summerall? Might make sense.
Yeah. So here's what's got me interested. Here's the hook. How the hell is he going to pull this off? That's enough of a hook for
me.
Are
you just going to put
him in? Because I respect Nick Cage and his craziness. His life, as they unpeel the onion, has gotten more and more interesting to me over the years, especially his wasteful spending.
Mm-hmm.
I am fascinated by. I'm fascinated as the roles that he has picked.
The series of movies he had to do because he had to get out of debt.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And because he's like, he basically has screw it. I'll do this one. I love that about him. I love that he's not has not been careful. In some of his selections. I think that makes him
human.
Some of
his movies I love. Some of his... Gone in 60 Seconds, which I know is a remake. So there would probably be a 70-year-old man cussing me out for liking that version of Gone in 60 Seconds. I saw that when I was a kid. It was like right before I could start driving. You got him. Who's John Voight's daughter?
Angelina Jolie.
She's in the movie. Giovanni Ribisi. Yeah. You got... Why am I drawing a blank? I'm hating myself here. Tom Hagen. Who played Tom Hagen?
Oh, Duvall.
Robert Duvall is in the movie. It's perfect. It's a great movie.
Well, I just say Nick Cage, If you want to know the embodiment of why I love Nick Cage so much, mm-hmm. I was told by a film buff about this movie when I was in Parkersburg. Just go watch it. If you want to know how crazy screenplays can be, because I was like, I want to write a screenplay, and I got a book out about writing a screenplay, and I started jotting some notes down. He's like, here is a book that is satirizing screenplays. It's called Adaptation. I just, Kenny, I almost...
It's a book?
Well, it was based on a script. But I want you to watch this movie. It's so ridiculous, and it's so awesome. And it's comedy, it's drama. The comedy is very insidery in the movie biz. It's called Adaptation, and Nick Cage is just incredible. And he plays himself and a twin. So the lunacy of it, I wouldn't even tell you to watch trailer, because I don't feel like it would do its justice, and it would rob you of just the unbridled joy you might get watching this movie at some point in your life. So that's all I'll say about Adaptation.
Outstanding.
If anybody's ever seen it, tweet at me. I want to know that people are actually listening to this podcast. So, and that have seen Adaptation.
Yeah. Let me throw this out there at you. Is the Guardians season over, quote unquote, if they get swept or lose the AL Central lead? It says AL Central lead. I want to know what is the have to outcome, not desired outcome. What is the have to outcome of the Yankees?
Yeah, they got to win a game, right? They can't get swept. They can't get swept. Not because sweeping does not kick.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I looked. Everybody, somebody put it up, Scoops, over on Twitter, who is an Indian, listens to the show at times. He put that all these teams are like 5-5 in their last 10 games.
He's in Indiana.
But it's more than that. 5-5 in the last 10. Yeah. It's the entire league of baseball, with the exception of the Astros.
There's a bunch of teams.
Everybody over their last 30 is like 500. Mm-hmm. So everybody's playing uneven baseball for the most part.
Yeah.
Well, they're playing even baseball.
What's the Brewers
actually
lately?
They're playing even 500 baseball.
Yeah. What have the Brewers been lately? Because I know that they've been hot as hell.
They've been hot. No, they've been good. So
I'm looking right now. It says in the hot as hell category, Milwaukee Brewers, Houston Astros.
Yep. But everybody else.
Not hot as hell. It says
everybody
else.
From the Orioles to the Phillies to the Guardians.
It's official.
They've all been up and down. So look, if you get swept, here's what it will do. It's not going to end their playoff chances. Obviously, they're still going to be in the lead for the wild card at that point if they gave up first place at all.
Yeah, they have a 6.5-game lead. I'd have to look. That was 2 days ago. They had a 6.5-game lead over the Red Sox, who are the first team out of the wild card right now.
So, yeah, they still have a
Royals big, are the last team in.
Yeah, they still have a big cushion. With that said, there's no doubt, after what they didn't do at the deadline, if they lose and get swept, and let's say it's not even particularly close, like, these games against Milwaukee were good pitching battles.
Yeah.
if it's just Aaron Judge clocking home runs, if it's the crowd just making fun of Josh Naylor the whole time while we're swinging away and our lineup has no answers and Vogt is just changing that lineup by the day and nothing's working and none of the levers are being pulled correctly, I think our fans are going to be out.
Well,
I think our fans are just going to assume the worst at that point. It's going to be rough. It's going to be very rough.
If you look at the playoff probabilities, which is what they've started putting on the standings now, that just started like a week ago, I think, where they've actually gotten into breaking it down. Going into the weekend, the Guardians were at 98% playoff probability. All they're right. down to like 92.
It's still amazing.
Weekend.
That's still good.
After
still
a incredible. Weekend series, I don't think you really start panicking until it's like 75%.
That was actually a B in parilocal schools. You had to get 94 or better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
That's Catholic standard grading.
I don't know but if that's changed.
But see, here's why I think so many fans are going to be out. Like they hated the deadline. We got back to the Dolan arguments for a week there, and I'm like, guys, we have the best record in baseball. We're going to talk about the Dolans being cheap. Well, yeah, I mean, the people wanted them to make these big moves. They wanted them to say prospects be damned. Forget about all the development. Let's go at it all this year. It's wide open. It seems like it's wide open on paper. You had these issues in the lineup and the starting rotation, and you were worried about whether you're going to tax the bullpen. You have no idea how Vogt's going to manage down the stretch, if you're going to have any semblance of what you got, that mastery of a team the second half of the year out of Terry Francona. You had no idea what you're going to get under Vogt. And I went into the weekend before we had played a game against Milwaukee, and what did I say? Our fans are like not cocky about this team. They're not that even confident about this team. And then you lose 3 to Milwaukee. If you go and you just get pummeled in the Bronx, I think those fans are out. I think fans are going to assume this team is not doing
the
anything.
The normal people, the casuals, if you will probably be out. They'll probably be out.
And the only way to get them back
if you lose that lead, they'll be out.
And the way to get them back, of course, is...
Hey, win the division.
Wake me up when the playoffs start. Yeah. And then, you know, it all resets at that point.
It'll all be a...
But no one's going to think we're going to do anything.
No. But I want them to get... I want the playoffs as a reward. I'm not saying World Series. I want the playoffs as a reward.
Well, you don't want to coast to a playoff spot. I mean, you don't want to be playing terrible baseball for 3 straight months and limp into the playoffs.
That's fair.
Which is what it would be.
But the Twins aren't letting you do it, and the Royals aren't letting you do it. So you're going to have to win some baseball games.
Got to earn it. Yep.
And find a way to claw out of that problem. So there's a question of how many or how long a makeshift memorial should stay up. Apparently this was a Reddit question.
Yep.
Somebody had passed away. Was it an accident?
You know what? Not sure.
Okay.
I don't mean to be.
I want to be sensitive to the parties involved.
Sure.
But the picture that it was sent, and this is great. I mean, you sent it, so maybe you know more about the story of what you sent me.
It's a local picture.
Yeah, it's over. I believe Carnegie and like before you get to 55th.
Okay. There's
heading east.
A lot of bottles of Don Julio.
There has to be 50 bottles.
There has to be at least 50 bottles of Don Julio tequila.
Yeah.
At this corner, full unopened bottles. I've always had questions about how long a makeshift memorial can be left up. Like, do you put up, like, if something bad happens, does a makeshift memorial, does it get left up until the first bad storm? And then, like, the highway patrol comes, not highway patrol, but, like, the highway crew comes in, like, maybe they're getting ready to mow. And it's like, all right, no offense, but this has to go. Like, that's it. For that...
Oh, my God, there's, like, 75. There's, like, 100.
Be,
there's 100.
Yeah, there's 100 bottles. There's so many bottles
Holy
of liquor.
Cow, and they're all full.
This is my thing.
Then there's the giant.
Who's the one? I know they got a couple two. Handles in this.
Those? How
there's
much are those?
Handles.
How much are those?
I don't know.
You're putting no idea.
Well, price are we checking now?
Now looking back, Owen, can we tell if those are full or not?
Well, I don't know. I will do a little examination.
Have you ever,
I don't know if they're doing like I did in high school and you just replace.
Well, let's get philosophical about it. Let's get spiritual about it.
Yeah.
Have you ever poured the angel share out?
No.
I have. You know what the angel share is, right?
I thought you just meant like pouring out a bottle.
No, God, no, one. No. The angel share. It's like the end. It seems like no matter what you do, like if I finish a bottle of Jack Daniels, right? No matter what I do, there's going to be a corner of that bottle that's still in there.
Oh.
Like I have to sit there and do the tap, and good God, I'm not that much of a drunk yet. So like I will have a little bit left, and I will unscrew it before I throw it in the trash. And I will pour out the angel share.
Okay. Yeah.
To those who have passed who are my friends, who I would be
I've
drinking
I've never done
with.
This, no.
I've done this up until this weekend. I shouldn't even admit that, because I think that's seen as childish to some people, but I don't care.
Well, it's your personal tribute.
Well, it's a small thing. How long do you leave full bottles of liquor there before some people are like, you know what, so-and-so would probably want these drank?
Yeah, I don't want, if I die and that's how you choose to memorialize me yes. because of my drinking habits, I wouldn't want those just sitting there.
Well,
I'd hope the complete strangers
see, I'm
would
not even,
come
even,
up and go yoink.
I don't even think about it like that. I'm sure there were plenty of Reddit posts about, well, you're memorializing for drink. Yeah. I don't even think about it like that. A drink to me, my neighbors know me. I drink Busch Light. That's what I bring over, and I'm drinking it. And they have basically, I got to tell you, I've basically made them change, not by force, but little by little, because they used to be real big craft IPA guys. And I'm just sitting there drinking my Busch Light. I'm
Which
not
you can't
start
do
drinking.
With IPAs. Yeah, you can't sit there for hours and
so,
drink IPAs.
Do we start hanging out, and you can't just sit there and drink IPAs at a bonfire in your driveway.
No, you'll throw up.
Exactly. So guess what you end up drinking? And so Busch Light, the I would say budget beers, mm-hmm. have taken over. Because light beers, like a Busch Light, I could sit down, and it's just something to do. And I'm not going to go operate a vehicle. I'm not one of these people who are saying that. Yeah. I'm done driving for the night. Don't get me wrong. But I'm going to have many because it's something to do. And I'm going to have my Busch Lights, and that's the way it goes. And a lot of guys have gone that way. If I died, I could see my neighbors like, let's have a Busch Light for Ken, even though they're not really drinking the Busch Lights. They'll have like Miller Light, but they're not going to go as low as me as my Busch Light. That to me, a drink is a symbol of friendship in a lot of ways. Whoever passed away, many of those people have probably had sips of Don Julio with that person. So I think it's a memorial of the time that you shared with that person.
You just made me think for a second that have I drank my last Natty Light ever
probably.
In my life?
Yes, you probably have.
Will I ever have that taste again?
You know what? No. Well, there's different versions of Natty. Like, they have, like, the seltzer kind of things now. There's a beer store in...
The Natterdays beer.
Yeah. Like, there's a beer store in Streetsboro. And me and my neighbors, you know, it's a Saturday in the summertime or a Sunday in the summertime. Like, we are going to partake. And I'll go there, and I got the Natterday, tried it. It's great. Natterday was excellent.
The strawberry one?
Well, it was the first one. It was the lemonade one.
Okay.
Natterday. It was great. Natterdays were excellent. So you end up trying different things because the budget beers are putting out different flavors now. And you're like, all right, I'll try it. What the hell? And so you end up trying it for the first time. I don't think I've had a Natty Light in quite a while. And not by any, like, I'm better than that. I just haven't got it.
Yeah, mine's probably 2001. That's probably the last time I had one.
If Busch Light's in there, I'm just going to have a Busch Light. But getting back to the point.
Yeah, how long does this tribute hold? You're right. So, you see these makeshift memorials go from, and they're always very sad because you look the side of especially the four-lane highway, dangerous intersections.
Of course.
You see that it's always a stuffed teddy.
Is it a week?
Yeah, and they get very grimy, and some of them last. Some of them last a very long time, especially on the freeways in places that don't have access points.
Some of the rural ones. There is one right as you get off. I want to say it's Route 18, but I don't think it's right. It's in Youngstown, just outside of Youngstown, right when you get off the highway and you go through, because there's a back way to kind of get into Canfield, and you go over the Meander Reservoir, and there's one there, and it's been there for years because not many people are, it's not as frequented all the time.
They're not adding to it? They're not adding to the memorial?
No, it's just there. It's just there.
Because some of them get updated.
No, this one's just been there for years. It's just been there for years. And I always notice it. I've always noticed it ever since I first drove by it. But a thing like when you have liquor there, if I'm deceased, I do not want that liquor to go to waste. There's $1,000 in liquor sitting right there at least.
If it's full.
So I've went and looked. Those are the small bottles. If you look at there's two bigger bottles in the middle of that picture. Those are your 750s, and they don't have lids on them.
So you can see that they've drank out of them.
You can see that the wooden stopper in the top is not there.
All right.
I'd imagine those are empty. Those smaller ones are running like $4. $4 to $6.
Oh, okay. Those are the tiny ones. Okay.
You got to look at the perspective of the size of the curb. Those 750s would be as big as the curb is sticking high. They are not. They're much smaller. They're probably that big. They're 50 mLs is what they are.
Okay.
So those are the ones. It's a deceptive thing. It's all perspective.
Those are the ones Ken should stop there, actually.
Boy, they look so much bigger.
On the way out to Seattle, he should stop over there. He
should.
Pick up a bunch of those, have them in his pocket. And
but I didn't know the person.
They have a little memorial.
I think the people who knew him or her, I don't know who passed away.
And Wilbur Wright.
The people who knew them should, I think you give it a week, and I think you go back and you start having drinks. I think you do it, man.
The weekend after, everybody that you used to hang out with and party with, let's have a party right there until the cops come and tell us to go home.
Because I think it's a way to have two wakes. You have the one where everybody's getting together and they're eating the funeral food. And then they make the makeshift memorial. We'll miss Anthony. And then like a week later, if people haven't gotten to it already, then you go back and you start drinking the drinks. Because, I don't think it's like, well, so-and-so, that was her whole life. It was booze. Like, I know that's what some of them Reddit comments thought. No, man, it's about the times you share. And a lot of people, man, with the times you share, they're going to have a drink. That's what they're going to have. Yeah, I've seen it all. So that doesn't bother me. So I would say, yeah, give it a week. What say you?
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's Owen? Good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Are there going to be updated pictures on that Reddit?
There were a ton of comments. I mean, a bunch of people talking about what a hazard this is and how it's going to be a menace to traffic, and somebody is going to accidentally steer into these, and next thing you know, there's going to be shattered glass all over the place on the road, which is going to cause flat tires.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a lot of that.
Maybe. I just think eventually somebody would just come and clean it up, and that would be the end of that. All right. Is that it? You don't have any spicy way to end the pod today?
ESPN is talking about bringing back the sports reporters.
Are you serious?
I think our goal is to get on that show. How do we make it happen?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.